Good morning. Leftover moisture along with some energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere producing a few random showers around this morning, maybe even some wet snowflakes across the hills and mountains, but not much action. As this energy pushes off the eastern seaboard, skies will tend to clear out during the morning and especially this afternoon with more in the way of sunshine today and a brisk northwest breeze. Temperatures will be cooler than yesterday and generally average in the high 40s to right around 50 degrees. High pressure building in will keep the skies clear tonight. It'll be on the chilly side with lows mainly in the 20s. That same high pressure will produce plenty of sunshine for the day tomorrow, although still a bit brisk and chilly, with temperatures in the middle to upper 40s, and some high clouds will roll in late in the day and toward evening in advance of the next system. This low pressure wave will track out of the middle of the country and work its way down the Ohio Valley toward the upper mid-Atlantic coast. The exact track of the system will determine what we get in terms of inclement weather Friday night and early Saturday morning, but it looks like there's a decent chance of some accumulating snow for parts of the Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England by Saturday morning, although some of that snow could mix with rain, which would limit accumulations as temperatures will drop back down to around freezing. During the day Saturday, we'll have improving weather as that system moves through, some sunshine and highs averaging close to 50. On Sunday, another weak disturbance will dive in from the north and west with a mix of sun and clouds. We'll have a few rain or snow showers and highs back into the lower to mid 50s and a few lingering showers on Monday and Tuesday as readings climb back up toward the 60 degree mark. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the mid and lower Missouri Valley southwestward to the far eastern Texas panhandle. A cold pool of air aloft combined with surface heating will contribute to highly unstable air from southeastern Nebraska into western Oklahoma. Wind energy, along with sufficient wind shear, should initially yield supercells capable of very large hail. With time, a conglomeration of cellular cold pools could yield upscale growth into a mesoscale convective system, shifting eastward into parts of Missouri and southern Iowa with risks for severe hail and wind, and perhaps a tornado or two. Out west, a winter storm warning remains in effect for the Olympics and Cascade Mountains in the Pacific Northwest. Snow totals of 1 to 2 feet will be common across the higher terrain, including Mount Baker and Hurricane Ridge. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Carbondale, Illinois at 1:53 p.m. Eastern Time last Friday. The last report of hail was at Huntington Tri-State Airport in West Virginia at 4:51 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 46 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Ames Plantation, Tennessee. The 85-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 2007 by 5 degrees. There were no daily record lows set yesterday, but one record was tied at Honolulu, Hawaii. It was 58 degrees, and this ties the record that was set back in 1996. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light snow and fog, 16 degrees with a northwest wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 43 degrees, the dew point 39. 86% relative humidity, a west wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.67 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Wink, Texas, to a low of 15 at Big Piney, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, Boston cloudy and breezy with a few showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and breezy with highs near 40 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 56 degrees, the low 39, the average temperature 48, that's 8 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday for the month, 5.1 inches, which is 4.5 inches of snow below normal, and 23.3 inches for the season, which is 32.8 inches of snow below normal. There were 17 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month 516, and for the season 4,595. The average high temperature in Albany today 50 degrees, the average low 31, the record high 85 set in 1946, and the record low 0 in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:42 a.m., sunset this evening 7:18 p.m., 12 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy, with a few scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the mid-20s, teens across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a few showers this morning, then a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a few showers this morning, then a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a few showers this morning, then a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A few showers this morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, breezy and cool, mid to upper 40s. Snow showers early Saturday morning, then a mix of sun and clouds around 50 on average. Chance of a rain or snow shower Sunday, lower to mid-50s. Mid to upper 50s on Monday with a scattered shower. Chance of showers on Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 60s. And back into the mid-50s with partly sunny skies on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.